الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا، وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور. صدق الله العظيم. After the verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that each and every soul, each and every human being will taste death, every living creature will taste death, and they will be given whatever they have earned through their actions. The ones who have been saved from the fire of Jahannam and allowed entrance into Jannah are the true successful ones, and the life of this world is nothing but goods of deception. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Most certainly, all of you will be tested in your wealth and in yourselves. In other words, in the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us, we will find test in various parts of our life. Sometimes the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in the form of inconveniences, difficulties, trials and tribulations. And sometimes the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the form of convenience and comfort as well. There is also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars say that the test in which a person is comfortable is more difficult to pass, because generally a person's mind doesn't always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is comfortable. And when in difficulty, the heart turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anxiety, and because of the stress and the difficulties that we are experiencing, so a person is focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ, and the emphasis in this word is very evident. In the Arabic language, the noon, Mushaddad, which is at the end of the verb. Most certainly, all of you will be tested fi amwalikum, sometimes in wealth. Wa anfusikum, sometimes in yourselves. Anfus is the plural of nafs, so sometimes it is a personal condition that a person is undergoing. Nobody else knows around him what is happening. His wife doesn't even know he's going through some type of stress. That is also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bala, latublawunna is from the word bala. Bala is a test and a tribulation which a person is afflicted with. And further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Most certainly you will hear things from the people who were given the books before you, scriptures before you, Yahud and Nasara. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and from those who ascribe partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will hear offensive things and hurtful things. أَذَنْ كَثِيرًا. They will say things about you which hurt you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He advise? Must you go and stab somebody or blow yourself up or do something of that nature? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you observe sabr and you display perseverance and patience and you have taqwa, you are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is the most firm of all the actions that a person can undertake at this time of difficulty. A person needs to be firm when he is tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person is tested in conditions of difficulty and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes dua to Allah, when that difficulty comes to an end, that condition is now invested in his hisab on the day of Qiyamah, and it goes with the report of how he conducted himself at that time. So when it was a time of ease, then the record of those a'mal and actions are also now recorded in his hisab, with the record of his mindset and how his obedience was to Allah while enjoying the bounty of Allah. When the report of his difficulty is recorded in his hisab, then with that goes the mindset and was his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. Because difficulty comes in the life of every person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. If you experience pain in your life, then people who do not have iman also have difficulty. They also experience pain. They have loss of life. Family members pass away. They become sick. They have difficulty in their jobs, in their families, with their neighbors, with their children. They go through the same things as human beings. So Allah says, إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ, if you experience pain and difficulty, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ, they too experience these various types of difficulty. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. But the difference is that you hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have raja, Raja is a hope and expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reward, for being firm at the time of the difficulty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our life. And this is why before this verse Allah tells us, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, to remind us that we will have to leave this world. So even if a person lives a life of difficulty, that difficulty must come to an end. In the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be some people who passed away in the state of Iman, but they enjoyed no bounty of Allah, nothing comfortable, no apparent external material favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't really enjoy much of that. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the malaika, take this person and just dip him into Jannah. Just let him, just give him like a preview. Just let him have a 2-minute visit of Jannah and then take him out. And when he comes out, the malaika will be instructed to ask him, in your life in the dunya, did you experience any difficulty? He will say, wallahi, there was no difficulty in my whole life. That moment of seeing the bounty of Jannah will make him forget the trials of his dunya. And a person who lived his life in comfort, he was the president of countries and he owned the wealth of the world, and he lived the life of Fir'aun and Haman and destruction and oppression and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps he never experienced a headache in his life. But he died without Iman. On the day of Qiyamah, the malaika will be told, take him and just dip him into Jahannam. Just take him for a minute or two and bring him out of Jahannam. And then he will be asked, did you ever enjoy anything in this dunya? He will swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, I never enjoyed it. I never had any enjoyment. I don't know what is enjoyment. So the life of reality is the one which is coming after death. The test which comes in this life is a test to elevate the stages of a person. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about the value of those du'as which didn't seem to be accepted in our life. That if a person on the day of Qiyamah sees, he will come and he will say, I remember this amal, but this thawab I don't remember. Where did it come from? And he will be told that this is the reward of those du'as which you thought were not accepted in the dunya. You had a difficulty, you had a worry, you had some problem, you made du'a, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your benefit kept the du'a to be accepted in the akhirah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person on the day of Qiyamah will wish that none of his du'as were accepted in the dunya. And now when we need something, we want it must be instant. Everything is instant. Everything is the push of a button, so our du'a must also be the push of a button. The du'a only becomes like that when a person's connection is strong with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَقْصَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهُمْ. Some of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they hold such a high rank that if they have to swear by Allah that most certainly Allah will do this and Allah will do it just so that their qasam is preserved and protected. This is when the connection is strong. We've got like that edge connection, you know. You know on our phones, when you're trying to download something and an edge and then a round thing goes on the screen and then you say, okay, never mind, I'll try later. So our lives are like that. Our connection with Allah is weaker than that edge. And these are things we can understand. Allah has given us these things to understand links between two things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the teachings of deen, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we have a strong link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this link is in the ibadat and the amal that Allah has given us. The sujood that we are making. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدُ. The closest that a servant is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say closeness, it's not closeness of physical proximity, because Allah is free from any physical qualities or characteristics or features. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all forms and features. So the closest that a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means in his status, his rank. وَهُوَ سَاجِدٍ is when he's making sujood. When a person is making sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has placed the most noble part of his body in subjugation and submission and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I am worth nothing. Whatever I have belongs to you. Whatever condition I'm experiencing, Allah, I ask you to remove that condition. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes through one sujood a person makes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his sins of the past are forgiven. In the life of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made so many opportunities through which the sin gets pardoned, and the person, this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, shafa'ati, that his intercession on the day of Qiyamah will be for those who are doomed, the ahli al-kaba'ir, the people of major sins. Because generally, the life of a Muslim, who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does whatever is fard and he stays away from haram, to a certain extent all these things they expiate and they are means of his sins being pardoned. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما يصيب المؤمن من نصب ولا وصب. Whatever afflicts a mu'min from difficulty, from worry, from anxiety, حتى الشوكة يشاكها, even a thorn which pricks him, إلا كفر الله له من خطاياه. Or كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, that the thorn pricks him, and because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons his sins. So a person, the ulama go to the extent and say he places his hand in his pocket to find something, and then he realizes it's in the other pocket. Because of that, Allah pardons the sin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, walk to the masjid. If you walk to the masjid, every step you take, a sin is pardoned. If you smile at your Muslim brother, it is sadaqah. Every part of our life, according to how a person makes that intention, it makes a person's life valuable, and the sins are pardoned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the status of a person. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How amazing is the condition of a believer. And we look and we say, hey, things are so bad and things are bad, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this external appearance to the things of the dunya, but behind it is actually the bounty and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَهُ Sarra'u shakara. If good conditions come his way, he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if difficulty comes his way, he makes sabr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, oh Allah, this is from you. And we said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The person who says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the full reward, and special rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon him. And one rahmah from Allah is sufficient to fulfill the needs of a person in the dunya as well as in the akhirah. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. So Allah says, لَتُبْلَهُنَّ, you will be tested. It's not perhaps, most certainly you will be tested. The test will come to different people in different ways. The different tests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a person comfortable financially and materially, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors him in this way, so he remains firm on deen. If he's comfortable and he's got whatever is sufficient for him, alhamdulillah, then he is firm on deen. And if he has to become needy and destitute and in need of all these things, he might now turn to those actions which disobey Allah, displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gives him that to fulfill his needs. And some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he deprives them of the external comforts of this world, because in that condition they are more focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their mind, their makeup, and their physical condition or their mind is such that when they're in difficulty, it's easier for them to obey Allah. Now they stick to the guidelines of Sharia. And as soon as they get a bit extra money, you see people who win the lottery, the man gets so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it. And within 2 or 3 months, everything is gone, and all the people who borrowed from him are also gone, including his wife. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ulama say, when you make dua also, you must make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called istikhara. Make dua that, oh Allah, you give me that which is khair for me, for my deen and my dunya and akhirah. Don't say, oh Allah, I want this car. Say, oh Allah, I want this car if there's khair in it for me, for my deen, my dunya and my akhirah. Yes, you can want it, no problem. Oh Allah, I want this house. Now you didn't realize that the person before you, he did a top job, he plastered the walls, and now you move into the house and everything is... Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there happened to be something like bad luck, it would have been in one of three things. We don't believe in bad luck and bad omens. We believe good and the difficulty and ease comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if there happened to be, in other words, those things that when you make a wrong decision, you regret for a long time, you said one is a house. If you rush into the purchase of a house, and you didn't make mashura, speak to your father or the family people who got experience in all these things, and especially the young people, you know, they know everything. And he just got married now, mashallah, so now he's got his wife, so he wants to impress his wife and he wants to do everything. Doesn't speak to his father, doesn't ask the family members what should be done. Then he goes into it and then realizes, yeah Allah, I bought a dog and it's biting me now. And to get out of that is difficult because now he's signed the contract and he's owing this one money and he's owing that one money. So to get out of that situation is difficult. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam meant. It's a decision that when you make it too swiftly, you can end up in difficulty. The second is your conveyance. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to conveyance in those days with animals, like maybe horses and that. So you buy the wrong thing. We know in the car dealers, yeah. All the types of qasam that you can take, wallah and qasam and sheikh, if you don't take this car, it's gone. And I'm giving you 10,000 less than the book value also. So if you want to sell it after, and then mashallah, the sheikh buy it, and then the tire falls off, and then it goes, and the mountings are. How do you get rid of it? And the third one is the choice you make for a spouse. The girl chooses the boy and the boy chooses the girl. The spouse. You rush into it and say, oh, I was so in love with the sheikh, please, I have to make the nikah. And then after 1 year you say, sheikh, man, I'm not compatible with me and this girl, we're not compatible. Why are you not compatible? How long did you go out with her? You say, no, before I got married, I went out for 9 years with her. Yeah, in our community. He's married for 1.5 years. There's a child, mashallah, Allah bless him with a beautiful child. So now, you come and you say to me, Sheikh, I'm not compatible with this woman anymore. Why not compatible, mashallah? How long do you know? He said, no, we went out for 9 years. So for 9 years, you were compatible. And now, in halal, after 1.5, why are you not compatible? He said, no, I told her she mustn't use Harley Menses and all this Dutch medicine. I don't like how it's done, so she's using all this. Put the Dulcis and all this. And I don't like how the Islam, so I said, is that now a reason? Mm-hmm. So you're rushing into all these things, and this is why in Sharia, Dutch medicine was alcohol. I thought the Dutch medicine was alcohol, we were just checking there. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us these guidelines that you make a proper decision, make istikhara, ask Allah for khair. The decision that you make, ask for khair, because Allah says, "Asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa huwa sharrun lakum." Sometimes you like something, but there's no good in it for you. And sometimes you dislike something, but Allah has put good in it for you. Outside, say, no, don't make that move. You made istikhara, you said bismillah. And when you made that move, you realize, alhamdulillah, I'm so happy. Lucky I didn't listen to those people. This is the barakah of istikhara. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person who makes istikhara and asks Allah for khair in his decisions. Istikhara doesn't mean that you now have to recite the long dua only, and then you must do it before you sleep, and then if you see a dream, then only you can make a decision. Sometimes you need to make a decision, you know, at hand. So you recite, you can say it in English also, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the normal dua. Even out the salah, say, oh Allah, if there is good in this decision that I am making, then you make it easy for me, put barakah in it for me. And if there is no benefit for my deen, my dunya, my akhirah, then you give me something better than this. Give me something which is better than this. So when these tests come, inshallah, if we turn to Allah and ask Allah for khair, in those difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out from these avenues of difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all conditions of afiyah and goodness and safety, ameen, inshallah, ameen. And remove the difficulty and plight that the ummah is facing today in the entire world. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them afiyah and goodness, inshallah. Ameen.